citizens that would like to speak? Citizens' comments? Seeing none. Chairman's comments and committee members. Next month, we'll be doing the Brookside Review. I believe Director Begdala and Tammy Capito will be here. So we'll be going over the full budget. And if you have any questions in advance, if you could please send them to Director Begdala beforehand so she can answer them in our meeting, that would be helpful.
What time are you going to have that meeting?
Regular time.
Six. Okay, thank you.
And then the other thing, there is a meeting, a public works meeting, next Monday night at 6:30. And there's going to be a resolution for the new human services or the new job center. What are we calling it?
Human service building.
Human service building. So while we are not part of the, or we don't approve the resolution, I would encourage everybody to attend that meeting, and I'll ask Kathy to send out an invite so we don't forget, because I think it's important for our committee to be there, to hear the presentation, and to be there for the resolution. Please note that Supervisor Berg is here at 5:32. Are there any comments by committee members? Supervisor Lewis?
Just real briefly, I wanted to let you know that Linda and I, there's a facility out in Twin Lakes that was built as a nursing home. And Linda and I went out and looked at it. This is very conceptual. It's available, and it's built. And it had 36 rooms, I think, at the time. And so I have talked with County Executive Jim Cruiser and Linda, just to kind of look into this to see if it would be something that we could turn into a new assisted living facility. There's nothing out west of the eye at all. And so I know that I've talked to a number of people in Twin Lakes that think that this would be something that they could take advantage of. I understand that the assisted living facilities like the one that we have here in town are, we'll call it a profit center. There would be staffing issues. We've already discussed those. But it's something I just want to let you know that we're kind of in the preliminary stages of just looking into this to see if it makes any sense at all.
Any other comments? Okay, if not, we'll close. Thank you very much. We have two approvals tonight for minutes. One is from the Joint Human Services Committee Public Works Facility meeting on September 7th. So, do I have a motion to approve? Andy, Supervisor Berg motioned.
We have second.
Second by Supervisor Beth. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes. Approval of minutes for October 5th.
Motion to approve. Second.
Supervisor Lewis motioned and Supervisor Rose seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. And then we have the approval of the joint budget minutes from October 20th.
Motion to approve.
Supervisor Decker and Supervisor Berg. All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion carries. Okay, the first resolution is for the appointment of Eula Payne Williams, and it's my understanding that she is running late to serve on the Kenosha County Commission of Aging and Disability Services. Director Jansen.
Yes, thank you. I would ask the committee's approval for her appointment. She did contact Kathy right before the meeting started, indicating that she was caught up in something at the time and was hoping that her appointment would continue to go through. Rebecca Dutter is here from Division of Aging, Disability, and Behavioral Health Services. If people have specific questions about the Commission on Aging and Disability Services.
Yes.
You know, we created this equity, what they call equity commission, and one of the things they were looking into, one of their charges was to review policies, appointments to committees and commissions. Have they looked at these particular appointments? Is that something that we should do, should be thinking about?
That commission has just met, I believe, 3 times and is really just starting to get its feet on the ground. They're right now just beginning some data reviews, have broken up into 3 different subcommittees, and this has not come across their agenda as something that they have taken on yet. I think they're just trying to get a larger picture of what's going on in Kenosha County and then start getting into more action and review of what Supervisor Rose was referring
to. I think Supervisor Rose has a very good point, especially because we see so many appointments this time of year come through. So if we could, would that have to go through the executive committee?
I don't believe that they have the structure set up right now to do that, the commission. But yes, they would report, I believe, to the executive committee.
Then I'll have a discussion with Chairman O'Day after this meeting to see how we can approach that, because I think it is a good idea.
Yeah, personally, I'd like to see all these, and I'm not saying I'm for or against them.
Right.
But I would like to have their input on these appointments. There's no rush on these.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would so move.
Okay.
To refer it to them just for an opinion. They don't have to.
For these appointments. For all of these appointments?
Yes.
So motion to defer, okay.
Refer. Did you
refer?
Yes, refer.
Okay. So we have a motion by Supervisor Rose, a second by Supervisor Decker. Roll call to approve. Yes?
I just want to make a comment that I remember last either February or January bringing this issue up back then, saying we need to look at who are getting appointed, make sure it's representative of the county that we're being, making sure that our committees are diverse. And I haven't noticed anything coming from the county executive to show that he actually listened to what we had said. I remember Supervisor Gully agreed with me at that time.
Mm-hmm.
I question why we have all these appointments right before we're getting a new county executive. I watched the candidate forum yesterday, and 2 especially, but all 3 had ideas for what they would do with their appointments and things like that. And I think it's an opportunity for any of the 3, whoever is the new county executive, should be able to appoint who they want, especially looking at some of these committees or some of these appointments. They're 5 years. And the ones that I looked at, their terms, the current ones that are getting reappointed, their terms don't expire on a certain date. They expire once someone else or once someone replaces them. So it's not like it's a hard deadline where all these committees will be empty at that time. So,
Supervisor Berg?
I brought this up about a year and a half ago, and I talked to quite a few people on the county board about the fact that what do our committees, commissions, and boards look like? You know, we're talking about the Equity Commission, but what are our boards, commissions, and committees looking like? You know, what's the makeup, male to female, people of color, this and that? I'm going to support this completely because I think that if we're going to move forward, like we're trying to do, I mean, I don't even think that we need the Equity Commission to even make this recommendation. I think we can do it on our own, or at least take a look at it from our from each office's perspective, and kind of give us what that makeup looks like. You know, for all the boards, commissions, committees, and health and human services, what do they look like?
But the motion on the floor is to refer to the Racial Equity Commission.
Yes, I'd like to have their input.
Input
on these appointments. Consistent with their charge.
So when is the next time they meet?
They meet monthly, so they would have a meeting scheduled in, I think, February, is it the 20th or 21st, whatever that Thursday is, I believe.
Okay.
And I do have one individual here that is up for a brand new appointment on the Board of Health. I would hope that this committee would at least entertain listening to Mr. Bayou.
The motion is for all of the resolutions for appointments?
Correct.
So he would be in that bundle.
Well, so if we're basing this off of equity, Mr. Bayou certainly does fulfill part of that as part of being a black male that is here this evening, took time out of his evening. I would hope that can be at least listened to or ask him questions in particular if they have anything tonight.
Well, I think we ought to take it as a group. I think that's the fair way to do it. I say I wasn't making the motion to block anybody or support anybody, but we have this commission. This is one of their charges. They're meeting this month. There's no rush.
Supervisor Burr.
So I said I was going to support it. I wasn't paying attention to refer to the Equity Commission. What does our agenda look like?
It hasn't been scheduled yet, but usually it's a review of the data that's being presented for the housing, for judicial and law enforcement, and the third one is, I believe, there's an education component also in one of those subcommittees. They also report out on what the subcommittees have done, and this will be the first time those subcommittees have actually met. They've passed their bylaws, which the board approved. Like I said, they're just getting their feet on the ground.
Yeah, I'm not going to, right now I'm not going to support referring it to them, but I think that it's something that in the future after this, or, you know, in the very forward months coming forward, I think that's something that we should start knowing, you know, what's the Excel document say about what's the makeup of our boards, commissions, and committees, so that we know what that looks like. So right now I'm not going to support referring this to Equity Commission.
Well, the other piece that I'd just like the committee to know, it is difficult for us to get people to get on these boards and committees. So that's always been a challenge for us to find and recruit people to sit and volunteer their time, just so you're aware of that.
Okay. So the motion on the floor is to defer number 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, so 7 through 14. Let's do a roll call. Supervisor Berg?
No.
No? Supervisor Beth?
No.
Supervisor Decker?
Yes.
Supervisor Rose?
Yes.
Supervisor Lewis?
No.
Supervisor Belsky will vote no at this time. Okay, the motion does not pass. So we're back to appointment for Eula Payne Williams to serve on the Kenosha County Commission of Aging and Disability. Supervisor Nudo?
Yeah, I was going to say something.
Oh,
before,
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I can say it now. First of all, I agree with whatever Supervisor Rose said.
Yes.
Also, I agree with Supervisor Karen Decker said. But I want to add my two cents on it. To say, 2 years ago, there were some committees that they needed appointments. I asked the county executive when he was going to appoint them. And he said, I'm not going to do anything until I'm going to be on my chair. He was the county executive. He was going to be the county executive till at that point, and he wanted to do that. What changed now? And all of a sudden, we have tens of appointments. It's just a political plot that is doing. Before he leaves, he wants to put his people there. Okay, we're going to have a new board. List 6 new supervisors, maybe. Because we have 6 of them not seeking re-election. So I believe that all these appointments should be postponed. And if the new county executive, whoever it is, out of the thing that they're running now, to come in and put and suggest the people to be put on these committees. I think that's the only fair way to do it. I think we should take a stand on that. And I believe everybody should go along with that. It's only fair. I mean, why do we need to do it today? Mm-hmm. Or when I do it today, you know, right now, we only have a couple of 2 months, not even a couple of months. They can wait. And the people, they can stay in the communities, whoever's in there now, they can stay in the community. And if the new county executive and the new board then vote on it. Because again, it's 6 people, it's 6 new supervisors, it's quite a few. And I'm glad that when I talk, I make people laugh. Cheap. That makes my day. At least some people enjoy my talking. Wow. Especially if they take the gun, my scalp, we can see their smiling face too. You know? I mean, it's pretty sad.
Point of order.
When it comes, it's point of order because this goes on every time. And it's pretty sad when it comes from the chairman of this county.
It's irrelevant.
Well, it's relevant to me. It's relevant to me. Okay, and you will do the same thing if anybody did it to you. Thank
okay.
you.
All right. If I could, I want to be clear on there are a couple of these that have been waiting, that have been since November, I believe. If we were to adjust the motion, I do believe that we could get several of these through. But since the motion was for all of them, that is why I said no, voted no for it. Supervisor Beth, you had a comment?
Yes, I served two terms on Kenosha Aging and Disability. They're 3-year terms. And it's very difficult to get somebody on there, and when you can only serve two terms, and when your time's up, you have to help work for a replacement. I think some of these that are appointed, and I know, we all know which ones are in the debate now, but some of them are people that are volunteering their time that are good candidates, and I know it's very, very hard to get somebody to serve on aging and disability, and Terry, you swore me in two times a long time ago.
And you can blame me.
No, but I think some of this should be reviewed, but I think some of these people that are willing to serve where no one else has stepped up, they should be considered. I don't think it's a blank statement.
Supervisor Decker?
What is the process of you guys or the administration searching out candidates? Do they post it online? Do they post it in the newspaper? Do they post it, you know, in various places, or what's the process?
I'm not familiar.
If we're having such a hard time getting candidates to do this.
I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I don't believe it's posted online. I've never seen anything, but they could be doing something. Usually they have a list of folks who have called to say they're interested in being part of some committee or commission or board. They add the name to the list, and then when we have openings, if it fits what they're looking for, they give consideration. So
we're being more reactive than proactive in looking.
Well, we know exactly when somebody's terms expire, and I believe everybody on this page is the new ones are filling a vacancy,
okay.
And the others are their terms are coming to an end. So it isn't if there's a political motivation behind that, I'm not aware of that. I'm given names. I come tonight to ask that these folks be endorsed, that I'm endorsing them for their positions. And so, yeah, I don't know how far that process goes, though, Supervisor Decker, as far as the recruitment.
If there's complaints about having a hard time finding people, then we need to do a better job of looking for people. If we're not posting it on Facebook or anything like that or on our website, then the administration's doing a poor job of looking for people.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to make a motion to refer these seven back to the administration.
Second.
Okay. Motion to refer 7 through 14 back to administration. We have a motion, a first and second. Roll call. Supervisor Burke?
No.
Supervisor Beth?
No.
Supervisor Decker?
Yes.
Supervisor Rose?
Yes.
Supervisor Lewis?
No.
Laura?
Pardon?
You're forgetting to
answer. Oh, I'm sorry. Kayla, how do you vote?
I'll say no.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I did not hear Supervisor Lewis's response.
He said no, and I'm thinking. Okay. This is no slight on anybody in this room that is here, but I am going to have this, I'm going to vote yes to refer it back. So the motion passes.
Sharon. What's the vote now?
The motion is 4-1-2-3
3-3.
Right, 1-2-3. It's tied. So if it's tied, it passes, correct?
Motion fails.
Motion fails, okay.
And just so the committee's aware, I know that some of these names were referred back in our last meeting, so we're back again with this, some of the names.
Well, we're back to now voting on each one.
Okay.
County executive has, that we have now, has every right to do what he's doing, putting these forward. Mine is up, that's all I know. You got a call, you want to serve again. Yes, number one, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's very difficult to get somebody to serve on Brookside at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, whether it's a Monday or Tuesday, first Monday or Tuesday of the month. And believe me, they've tried occasionally to get different people, but it's not easy to get people on some of these committees. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these, especially human services, meet in the afternoon.
Understand. And where I'm coming from in voting that it needs to go back is that I think we do need to look at the processes and how it's done and how it's posted and how we mentor people to rise up and be involved in these committees. So it's not a slight against anybody in this room or anybody on the list.
Well,
but the motion did fail.
What Decker said.
Supervisor Decker?
Said the new person could do that. Maybe that's the time for them to maybe take a look at all these different functions.
Sure.
Go ahead and revise it.
But sure, but the motion failed, so.
Yeah, I'm just.
So it's a mute point. Supervisor Nudo.
Yeah, I just want to respond back on Brookside in particular, where it's hard to find people. I was at Brookside for whatever reason. I was taken out of Brookside. I've always loved to be on Brookside. I would have stayed on Brookside for all till my life. Mm-hmm. So to say that we don't have people to serve on Brookside is a complete lie.
Thank you. Supervisor Decker?
I just want to make one comment. A year ago, we were questioning the diversity of the committees, or not the committees, the people that we were appointing. We voted on it anyway and approved it. Nothing got done. Mm-hmm. And now if we vote these and approve these, nothing's going to get done again. So I'm going to vote no on all of them. Just not a slight on any of these, but on the process and the fact that a year ago we brought this up and we've been ignored for an entire year.
Supervisor Rose?
I noticed on all of these appointments, the terminology, this particular appointment ends, will continue until December 31st of 2023. That's fine. What I object to is the next phrase, or until a successor is appointed by the county executive and confirmed by the county board of supervisors. That could be end up being a lifetime appointment. I think somebody ought to be appointed for a term. It expires. The way it is drafted right now, there's no real impetus to, if the board doesn't approve the reappointment, let's say, the person still goes on until a successor is approved. Let's stick with an appointment for a term, be that 1 year, 2 years, or whatever it may be. But this indefinite or until a successor is appointed, that could be used to keep somebody on there for a long, long time. I'm going to move to strike the language here from this appointment, as well as others who also have this language, or until a successor is appointed by the county executive and confirmed by the Kenosha County Board of Supervisors. That, and the sentence would end with 2023. There'd be a period there. So it's effective immediately until the end of the term, December 31, 23.
Is there a second on that motion?
Second. Put a second to show discussion.
Supervisor Burke?
Mr. Jansen, for the board, where is that? Aging and Disability Services. How many are on the commission right now?
Rebecca, answer that.
So we currently have 6, and maybe a little different about the Commission on Aging is we are required under the Older Americans Act, which we receive funding for to run our Aging and Disability Services, to have certain demographics. we have to have a certain percentage of folks that are representing those with disabilities, whether it's cognitive or physical. We have to have a certain percentage that are representing folks that are aging.
So
and we can have up to 16 board members.
So realistically, say the appointment ended to yesterday, we would could be out of compliance federally based on the percentage if we don't appoint somebody, if we take this language out.
Potentially.
Okay, so I won't support it for that reason. I don't think that it's, I don't like the promise to think that we would have that much disregard for not approving or not pushing the county executive. You know, it's not gonna be a lifetime. You know, there's 23 of us on here that are gonna push to make sure that appointments are being made. Especially because we're going to fall out of compliance, and you know what could come from that? Could we then lose the opportunity for grant writings and this and that? You know, I mean, I'm sure there's a slew of things. So for that reason, I'm not going to support taking that.
Is this new language? I don't recall.
No. That language has been in there for
ever,
as long as I can recall. And you know, I think what you're seeing tonight is a result of that language. People are not sitting on these commissions and boards forever. We're here tonight to say their term's up. We need to either we have new folks joining us, or we're asking that they get reappointed on that because of their abilities and what they've done on those commissions. So we have not at all ignored expiration dates, and they've only continued when we've had to either cancel a meeting or it falls into some weird time frame. So yeah, that has not been the practice.
Okay, so the motion on the floor is to remove the language on resolution number 7. Until it's a successor is appointed by the county executive and confirmed by the Kenosha County Board of Supervisors. Supervisor Berg, how do you vote?
No.
Supervisor St. Beth? I was going to say Sandy.
That's okay, I would have answered either way.
Okay. Supervisor Decker?
No.
Supervisor Rose?
Yes.
Supervisor Lewis?
No.
Myself, no. Okay, so we have the motion. So we have, do we have a motion on the floor to approve Eula
no.
Payne Williams?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Do we need a roll call, or can I say all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Nays?
Nay.
Aye.
Okay.
Let me say this. Can
Kayla, how do you vote?
Aye.
Okay. Did I get an aye from everybody?
No, not me.
Just one nay. Supervisor Rose, how do you vote?
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
So the motion carries. Okay, we have the next resolution for appointment of Mr. Bayou to serve on the Kenosha County Board of Health.
You know, I'm going to support this nomination. These are two new people.
Mm-hmm.
All of the other appointments are reappointments. I am not personally convinced that enough effort is being made to obtain people to sit on these various boards and commissions. And that's why I see time and time again reappointment. There's no new blood. I think this is the easy thing for an executive to do. Reappoint somebody, they sit on the committee for as long as they are able. And so we don't get any new blood on that committee. I'm not convinced that enough effort is being put forth. And we see that time and time again. That's why we've appointed this committee. I understand this equity committee. That's why I understand your position on that. You don't want to consider it. We'll do it sometime in the future. But I'm afraid that that's the way the legs are cut out from this work of this committee. It'll be next time. So all of these reappointments, I think I'm going to oppose because we don't think of anybody else instead of, and we even allow them to serve longer if a successor is not appointed. So. The new ones, yes, I will support this, but I'm not going to support the rest.
Okay, so we're on Resolution for appointment of Mr. Bayou to serve on the Kenosha County Board of Health. Mr. Bayou. Yes, Dr. Frey.
Hi. Thank you. I just wanted to, I completely agree. I will just give a little bit of background. When I came into this position and I saw, so we have a Board of Health that is 9-member, required by state statute. It cannot be 10, it cannot be 8. It is a 9-member Board of Health. We have 2 vacancies right now. Next meeting, you'll get the second person. And when I first came in, it was 9 members of Caucasian status. And our Board of Health and state statute requires us to be representative of the communities we serve. So clearly we were not. Have worked very hard to change that. You had previously appointed Charmaine Harris. Due to external reasons, he could not fulfill that, so he dropped out. And we also had a longtime member who was constantly renewed. She had been on probably 15 years, and she just recently resigned from the Board of Health. So I completely agree. I think the Board of Health was recycling members a lot, and that is certainly something that we're looking to change. In fact, you all approved the new bylaws last year, mm-hmm. Which will prevent us from doing that. We don't have the clause of, yes, we can renew people, but I think we have it as 2 terms to renew, and that is it. And we're also changing president and vice president that we didn't used to do. So I completely agree with that. We are looking to change that. And so right now we do have 1 Hispanic male, 1 African-American female. We're looking to have an African-American male so that we can diversify our board and you know, be more representative of the community we serve. I did just want to point out that Mr. Bayou is an excellent candidate for us because of his many qualifications. Just a couple I wanted to point out to you. He has received the Exemplary Service Award for Equity. And so because so much of what the health department does is equity-based, he also has a background in not-for-profit, financial literacy, economic development, workforce development. The list goes on and on. What all of this represents, while not necessarily what you might think of as a public health background, is the social determinants of health. We had too many members on our Board of Health that were from the medical community, and the public health department's not a medical model. We don't have, you know, traditional health care like you think of with the hospitals. So we definitely need more members who can represent the other social determinants of health, of which he is a very good representative for that. So thank you for hearing me, and I will let him speak to his qualifications.
Welcome, Mr. Bayou.
Thank you very much, and thank you for asking me to come here today. I really don't like to talk about myself. I just do what needs to be done. Because mm-hmm. when I used to work in Kenosha here, I did a lot of stuff at the Urban League. That would be in the 1990s. Mr. Rose will remember, you know, at that time, you know, there was no real estate agent that looked like me. The county had a meeting or a conference at Catholic College. And I spoke vehemently there then that it was important that this community have people who look like them serve on various committees. But at the time, you know, it's more than 20 years ago. People didn't pay attention to it. But I moved on, I went to Racine, you know, it's a slug. But what I do is I try to make sure that everybody is included. I don't talk race, even though you may see me as a black person. I give opportunities to everybody who comes to me. Everybody. There used to be a guy before John Malakaskas. He worked at the job center. At that time, you know, I made sure there are people who live in Kenosha had the opportunity to work in the road building industry. Those people didn't look like me. Some of them came from Walworth County. And I made sure that they were represented when it came to employment. Because we built the I-94 from the state line all the way to Milwaukee. And we trained people because we got a contract from the state to train people to make sure that, you know, everybody was included, irrespective of race or gender. So what I'm saying is this. I believe in the community in which I live, irrespective of who makes that community. Because at the end of the day, when everybody is represented, the community benefits. That is my mantra. I meet people where they are. I don't judge them. They should just come to us the way they are. And we'll make sure that they have the opportunity to become who they want to be, irrespective of their background. So what I'm saying is this. I represent this community, even though I don't work in Kenosha. I work in Racine. But I live here. I've lived here now. We're just telling John the other day. Say, how long has he known me? I've lived in Kenosha since 1990. You do the math. I believe this place. I know that something can be done to make it better for everybody. And this is one thing that I believe. There's equal opportunity, but there's no equal outcomes. You have to pull yourself up when that opportunity is given to you. If you want an equal result, then you're going to do what everybody does so you can become. That is me. Board of Health, what do I know about health? Nothing. But what I know is this. Every human being needs to be literate, financial, you have to read. I do a workforce program, and people in my program must read a book. The employer doesn't expect them to read. The books they read reflects America. Grapes of Wrath. Many of you have read it. Native Son is about us. For Whom the Bell Tolls. Connect that book to what you know of America or the city you live. And people come back and say, I found myself in that book. That is what we do every day. Financial literacy, everybody is not doing it. We introduced it. You see, when we did this literacy stuff, people say, hey, Ola, you're not a literacy program. Why are people reading? You know something? If something happens on your job and your employer expects you to write something about it and you can't write it, you fail yourself, you fail your employer. That's workforce. That's health. Because when you read, the children are going to read. If you don't read at home, the children won't read. That is the building block of life. And we try to weave it together so that people understand it. I am not the person to come here and talk to you about me. I'm an African. What do I know about America? But some things I've come to understand. In America, if you listen, follow the rules, you do well. That's America. And that's why I believe that anywhere I go, irrespective of what I do, somebody's life is going to change. That's all I can say about myself.
Thank you, Mr. Bay.
Just call me Ola. Other people I call Mr. or Mrs. Just call me Ola.
All right. Thank you, Ola. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved. Sorry.
Ellen, yes, Supervisor.
I want to make a comment. I am going to vote to approve because I love that you searched out, and I voted in favor of Charmaine because I thought he would. His background was great. His background's great too, also. And I do like that he is not a reappointment, so you actually searched out someone to fulfill what we're looking for in the county to make sure that we're representative of the county on our commissions and boards. So I will be supporting Mr. Ola.
Thank you. Any other comments? How do you vote? You think governance?
Aye.
Everyone else?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you.
The next we have is resolution for the reappointment of Mr. Robert Pitts to serve on the Brookside Board of Trustees.
So Mr. Pitts here provides a history of Brookside and also county governments. He's actively involved within the Wisconsin Association of County Homes, brings a lot of experience to the table, but also I think that the wealth of knowledge in relation to the history of Brookside and county government is always very helpful for us. So there you go.
Bob, question?
Yes.
How long have you been on the board?
I think it's 7 terms, right?
Yes.
7 terms?
I don't know.
7
yes.
terms.
Yes.
Which is how many years?
21 years. Anyway, first of all, I want to thank you for inviting me before this committee. I respect every supervisor that serves on this committee. And it's a pleasure to sit here before you and answer any questions that you might want to ask me. First of all, it's a pleasure and honor to serve on the Board of Trustees. My main goal as a member of the board is to improve the lifestyle of all residents that are resident of Brookside. And I'm very, very proud of my staff is doing a great job providing that type of service for residents. Our staff at Brookside are very dedicated. We have a unique 340 people that work at Brookside. And we have a budget of $20 million. And I can't emphasize enough that these people that are serving at Brookside are very, very dedicated. They're overworked with this terrible bug that we're facing every day. I never experienced anything like this before. In all the years I've been on this board, I have never experienced this type of situation that we're facing today. And everyone should be concerned about it. I don't think it's going to go away. I hope it will, but I don't think so. Not that fast. I just want you to know something about myself. I have worked very, very hard of generating money. People are urged to donate towards this wonderful facility. I had the pleasure of talking to Mr. Joe Patelli that donated $235,000 to Brookside. I had the pleasure of working with Dennis Trohaw that donated $30,000 at Brookside. I had the pleasure of working with Ralph Tenu that donated $30,000 for Brookside. My main goal is to try to encourage people to donate for a good cause. And we just had another gentleman that just donated another $5,000 to Brookside. With that money, we developed a endowment fund. And this endowment fund today is worth over $500,000 that we have. And what we do with this money, we take the interest and try to improve the lifestyle of the residents. And the latest project that we just finished cost $40,000, and we developed 3 beautiful gardens for the residents so they can go out and enjoy the outside life.
I could sit here all night and tell you what this endowment fund has did for Brookside. And I'm real proud of being a sponsor that created this endowment fund. And I'm sitting here to tell you too that I have a committee that is very supportive, working together, try to do the right thing for the taxpayers of Kenosha. I can't tell you how dedicated they are. We work together very closely, and we support the staff. This young lady here that is sitting next to me, she does a tremendous job. She's under a lot of pressure, more pressure than you never think of. And every supervisor that's on the county board should be so proud of Brookside, because if a Newsweek magazine comes out and says that we're number one in the state of Wisconsin, that means something. And I'm proud to sit here to tell you how proud I am to announce that. And I believe Supervisor Rose been on this county board for many years. And I remember years ago, that the county used to subsidize Brookside over $7 million a year on the levy. We corrected that issue. We don't have that. For years, Brookside gave back to the county $500,000 a year. And we run a wonderful nursing home facility. Compared to other nursing homes in the city of Kenosha, there's no comparison whatsoever what we do for our citizens that work here all their lives, not in only city, but people that live in the county. They're welcome to come here. And we do a great job. So I don't know, I can sit here and tell you all the things that we did out of this endowment fund to subsidize the levy. So I just want you to know that if you have a question, I'd be happy to answer it. But it's a pleasure to be up here and serving another 3 years. If you think I'm worth it. If you think I'm worth it, that's wonderful. If you're not, if I'm not worth it, I have no ill feelings to anybody. I would never have a feeling of disappointment. That's your prerogative. And Supervisor Decker, or Supervisor Rose, or anybody else, if they think that I'm not worthy of serving on this board, then don't vote for me. Because I want you to know that I want people to vote for me on what my goal is and what I did on this board for all these years. I know, I think I'm about the only long-serving trustee that we had on this board. But it was a pleasure. I never missed a meeting because I'm dedicated to residents of Brookside. And I'm very conservative. I worry about the dollars. And one of the biggest things that we're facing is Medicaid. We're losing $150 a day on Medicaid patients. We got 46 patients at Brookside. So multiply that by $150 a day. What we need to do, as the county board supervisors, we need to try to urge federal government to reimburse us more money. What we should be doing, we should be joining other county facilities that have nursing homes. There's 32 nursing homes in the state of Wisconsin County. I serve on the executive board of that walk. And I want you to know something. If we could just join hands and work towards trying to convince the federal government to reimburse us of our losses, we'd be in pretty good shape. So anyway, with that,
Is there any questions? Yes, Supervisor Rose.
It's not a question, just a comment. Bob, you persuaded me to support your nomination, even though I would say you're not new blood, but new old blood.
Pardon me?
Good old blood. Supervisor Lewis.
I don't know that we've ever met, but your passion for this board is obvious, and I think it'd be a shame to throw that overboard based on some political philosophy or agenda. I'm certainly going to support your efforts.
Any other comments or questions? Supervisor Decker.
I know you love Brookside Board of Trustees. I know you're great at it, but my no vote is not against you. It's because the administration has not listened to our request to diversify the committees. So it's not personal. It has everything to do with the direction that we want our committees to be and boards to be in this county. So that's my no vote. It's not against you personally, Bob, because I know you're doing a great job.
Thank you for your comment. And like I said before, I have no ill feelings for you against you if you vote that way, okay? So I just want you to know it's your prerogative, and I should respect your comments, okay?
Any other comments or questions?
I just want to say something. I am going to vote nay as well, only because I believe like that they're right, like about diversifying the boards and like bringing new blood in. Because like when you're not able to serve anymore, and you've been serving all of this time, and I love that you like have a passion for the board, but you've been serving all of this time, then it's going to be kind of even more harder to find somebody to like serve on the board because you've been serving all this time. Then it's just like we should like push it out more, like new people to come in, because there's new mindsets and like different mindsets, like different people. So that's it's like nothing against you, like she said, but that's just my
thank you, Kayla. Good point of view. Okay, all those in favor?
Roll call question.
Roll call.
Motion.
Yes. Youth and Governance, Kayla.
Nay.
Thank you.
Do we have a motion? Did someone?
Yeah, we.
Okay.
Yeah. Lewis and Berg, I thought.
Okay.
No, that was the previous one. Okay, then I need a motion.
No approval. Second.
Okay. Well, then it was Berg and Lewis.
Okay.
So roll call, Supervisor Berg.
Aye.
Supervisor Beth.
Aye.
Supervisor Decker.
Nay.
Supervisor Rose.
Yes.
Supervisor Lewis.
Aye.
Myself, aye. So motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Is there a meeting upstairs, 6:30 or 7?
It's at 7.
It's at 7. Okay.
So the next agenda item is the resolution for reappointment of Chairman O'Day to serve on the Brookside Board of Trustees. There you go. Supervisor Rose.
I'd like to know, how long have you been a member?
Brookside?
Yes.
Six or seven terms now.
Which?
Six or seven
terms. I believe Chairman O'Day has served four terms on it.
Four?
To the other.
Yeah, four.
Okay.
Each time they tell me how many years, I don't know.
Any other questions or comments?
No. Motion approved.
Do we want to do a roll call?
Yes.
Youth and Governance?
Nay.
Supervisor Burke?
Aye.
Supervisor Beth?
Aye.
Supervisor Decker?
Nay.
Supervisor Rose?
No.
Supervisor Lewis?
Aye.
I'll vote aye. Motion carries.
Welcome back.
Our next agenda item is for the resolution. I'm sorry, the resolution for the reappointment of Mr. William Erickson to serve on the Veterans Service Commission.
Thank you. I'll take that one. Mr. Erickson has served two terms. He is a veteran himself, active in both the state and county level in a number of different veteran organizations. I talked to Ali Nelson, who is our county veteran service officer, who 100% endorses the reappointment of Mr. Erickson to his commission. I'd ask for his approval tonight.
Question, John, are these 3-year terms?
I'm sorry, I don't have that form.
It says it ends 2024, so.
That'd be
two.
2-year terms.
Two. Unless this is from December, which would make it 3.
Supervisor Lewis?
Maybe. Because it was 2021.
Oh, was it 3-year terms?
So what does it expire?
24. I believe they're 3-year terms.
December 31st of 2021.
Yeah, and we had it sent back to...
No, it just didn't get here yet.
Oh.
That's all.
I believe they're 3-year terms.
Do you know how many are on the...
There's 3 commissioners.
3, and
yes.
You know what the makeup is?
I believe they're all veterans, and I believe it's 3 males.
And what does the commission do?
They help oversee the Veterans Relief Fund that the county board puts in Ali's budget every year. So when a veteran comes in and has a special request for dollars, they do that. They are active in all the organizations and do the outreach to help vets understand the services that are available in the office. And they also kind of review some policies and procedures. Now, keep in mind that many of those policies and procedures are state and federal, but they certainly could weigh in and help address issues that come up in those. They meet, I believe, quarterly.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Can I say something?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say something really quick. It's not, like, really pertaining to that. But I just want to say that maybe if we, like, you know, do events or, like, that people, so, like, people can get to know about being on the board and sitting on the board. So, like, people who've been on the board for, like, per se 21 years, they can come out and talk about the board and what it's like being on the board, so it can get out there more and more, as much as possible. Because I'm, like, I've never heard of any of these boards before. I'm not sure if anybody else, like, has heard of, like, I don't even know if my mom has. But I'm just pretty much saying that it may not be, like, as known as much to people out there. So... like to push as much as possible to, you know, kind of get it out there more, because.
Good point. Very good point. Supervisor Bell.
I think all of this is going to have to go before that equity board, but couldn't we have appointments be consistent? Aging is 3 years and health is 3 years. Why can't they all be consistent so when people vote, they know what they're voting for and the length of the term?
Well, it's in the resolution, and I think some of it has to do with some of the requirements from the state or federal government.
So that's why it's different.
Right. Correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Any other comments?
Has there been any interest from, to Kayla's point, from people who are, you know, women or people of color to be on this board that you're aware of?
Not that I'm aware of. And I, like I said, I talked to Ali right before I came over here, before 5 o'clock, and he was very comfortable with the makeup of his commission right now. So, yes, I'm not sure.
Thank you.
Supervisor Burke?
I know Mr. Erickson, Bill. I know he does a lot for veterans in the community. I know he's involved not only with this, but on the state and federal level, as Mr. Jansen said, but he's also on the Kenosha County Veterans Council. He's also a commissioner for the City of Kenosha Hometown Heroes Commission. So what he does in the community is, for the veteran community, is outstanding. So I will absolutely support him, and I make the motion to approve.
Is there a second? Second. Okay, all those in favor? I'm sorry. Yes?
So, does he formerly work for Kenosha County?
No, he does not.
He never did?
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
yeah, he retired from Kenosha County, and he's done some jobs through A&O, the accounting firm, like civil rights compliance and those type of things. So occasionally, he has done that in the past.
He was a social worker.
He worked in the economic support. He was a manager over there.
I see.
Retired, I think, in there around 2000, early 2000.
I know Bill. He is a good man. But again, what is happening here, we've seen it time and again, same names all over the time, shuffled from one committee to another committee, which is, if you look at some of these appointments over the years, same people move, and that's moving from one to another, or reappointment, until they say enough. They don't want to serve anymore, and then the effort is made, and I take issue with the fact that we are making an effort. I think what we are doing is the easy thing. Well, he's a good man, he serves on the committee, he's very interested, reappointment. And this will go on and on and on and on until we say no. And I think that's it. And so we have put in this sort of compromising position here of dealing with somebody like Bill Erickson, who's, I think, a very good person. And has served his community and his country well. And he's asked, and he says again, and we reappoint again. And it almost becomes embarrassing if we vote against him or someone like Robert Pitts. Maybe we need to end this practice of reappointment, or say, as some boards that I've been on, after two terms you cannot serve again. So you're not put in this sort of embarrassing position of voting against somebody who's good.
Well, perhaps we could come up with as a committee, we can talk about this, but anything that comes to human services has to meet certain requirements or certain criteria, and we can put some stop gaps in and present a resolution and then present it before the board. I don't know what others think about that, but maybe that's a way to address it. Because it doesn't seem that it's going before the racial equity. It is same old, same old. So maybe we need to take it upon ourselves to put some structure in place for as long as it comes to human services. I don't know. Thoughts, Kayla?
I do believe there's a big difference in between, like, there's not being a push with, like, it being advertised that, hey, you know, if you're interested in being in this board, like, being a push and, like, we're advertising, rather than, like, they're advertising it and then nobody wants to do it. Because why would we deny, even though they've been on the board for 21 years, if they're advertising it, why would we deny somebody that has such a big passion for this and is doing the good work? Like William Erickson, like he's a veteran, he knows firsthand, different things like that. Why would we deny somebody that's passionate about doing the work when, like, he's, like, standing right there? But if we're not advertising it, you know, that's the difference, like, mm-hmm. At least for me.
Thank you.
I've heard a lot tonight about the county executive appointments this and appointments that from administration's office, but there's 23 of us. I've talked to people in my community, in my district, and said, hey, I think you'd be good for a board. Now, maybe I haven't pushed enough, and I take that onus on myself, and I have my guilt for that. I think it's on us also to push people in our communities and not only rely on just the executive's office, whether it's Cruiser today or one of the three that are coming forward in the next 2 months. I think it's still on our responsibility to move forward, because we only have 6,000 to 8,000 people in our districts versus the 179,000 for the county executive's office. So I think we should start taking a little bit of onus on ourselves to start pushing people in our communities, people that we know are leaders in our communities, that would fit one of these 7 to 14 appointments. Mm-hmm. So with that, was there a second?
Yeah, there's a motion on the floor and a second. Any other questions, comments? Motion to approve. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed?
Nay.
Motion carries. The next one is resolution for reappointment of Ms. June Sinkfield to serve on the Commission on Aging and Disability Services.
So this is the commission that has specific criteria that Rebecca talked about earlier this evening, and Ms. Sinkfield does meet the criteria of being one of those commissioners. That you serve 2 3-year terms, so this would be your second term, and at that time, after 3 years, she would be off this commission. So we'd ask for her approval this evening.
So how many terms has she been?
This is her first, you get two.
So for the Commission on Aging and Disability Services, they can only serve 2 3-year terms. And then they have, you not wait for a new person to come in, they have to step down.
How is that? That has a term limit, but these others don't. Maybe you don't know that, but maybe that's more a rhetorical question. But is that a statutory requirement?
I do not know if it's a statutory requirement, but I do know that we do have some statutory requirements regarding the funding that we receive to run our programs through the Older American.
Can people who have served 2 terms skip a term and come back again, or are they limited out of 2 terms?
They can skip a term and come back, correct.
Okay.
So you said that this commission, I think you said that it has certain categories of people that must serve, is that right?
Correct.
Okay, what are those?
So we have to have a certain percentage of folks that represent those with disabilities, whether they're cognitive or physical disabilities. We have to have a certain percentage who represent the aged in the society. And then we have to have a certain percentage who are caregivers.
What does that mean, though? I mean, to represent?
Yeah.
So, well, for example,
do they have to be disabled in that way, or?
So, well, for example, Ms. Sinkfield is someone who represents aging. She's a person who's over the age of 60, which is what Wisconsin terms as being. sorry.
Wait, what?
Oh, that. Sorry. It's the state, not me. Permit me. Whereas Mr. Frederick, who's going to be our next one that's going to come up, he is a someone who represents a caregiver for a person with a disability.
Okay. So they have personal experience with that.
Correct.
Area.
Correct. And what we like to do is we like to get someone that represents those with a physical disability, those with a cognitive disability. We want a caregiver. You know, we want a wide variety of people to provide us the input on what they would like to see us provide in the community.
But they can only serve 2 terms.
2 3-year terms, and then they
consecutively.
Yes.
Correct.
They can serve after they've been off a term.
Correct.
Okay. So how does this committee's work differ from the Human Services Committee here? What do they do we don't already do?
So their main focus is to focus on the programs that we serve under the Older Americans Act. So that would be providing us input, whether it's related to the long-term care programs that we make sure that people are eligible for, whether it's talking about nutritional needs of the community, transportation, any of those things. They actually review our budget and provide some input related to our budget, how we spend our dollars. And then we also ask them to be ambassadors to the community to provide us with, you know, getting the information out of what our division provides to the public.
So there are recommendations to us, is that what they do?
I do not believe they make recommendations to the division.
Supervisor Beth?
When I served on the board, we were very instrumental in getting that the busing service that they have, those white and blue buses to go around and pick up people to transport. We were very instrumental in teaching the elderly about taking care of themselves in the home, the safety issues, going up and down steps, and we had classes for them. And that's the kind of thing the people on that Aging and Disability Board worked on, and I did serve on 2 terms. There were, and they actually worked at these different things, and not all of it was presented to the county board.
Do we have a motion to approve? Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Nay.
Motion carries. Next is resolution for the reappointment of Supervisor Boyd Frederick to serve on the Commission of Aging and Disability Services.
So Boyd has been on the commission to be a reappointment. He does fulfill one of the categories in that he's a caretaker for someone with disabilities. So No, it wasn't the aging part.
Is there any questions or comments?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Nay.
Next, we have a resolution for the reappointment of Mr. Richard Willoughby to serve on the Human Services Board.
I'd ask for your approval tonight. Mr. Willoughby is an active member. The Human Service Board also has requirements of board members, and Mr. Willoughby fulfills it in that he has a family member that is receiving services in Human Services.
So how long has he been a member?
He has been, I believe, 5 terms.
What, 2 years apiece?
It looks like
three, I think.
It seems to be 15 years.
Correct. He's been a long-term member. Very active.
Any other questions or comments, Supervisor Lewis?
How many members are on this board?
I believe it could be up to 9, but currently we are at
9.
But we do have 9 now.
But we haven't since I've been here. This is the first time.
Yeah, this is the first time we've reached that number. We've been hovering around 6, but his reappointment will keep us at 9.
So these are revolving appointments, I presume. So
correct. There's been several new people that have come on in the past year.
So when is the last time that you've had someone new come on the Human Services Board?
We, in 2021, mm-hmm. we had some new supervisors and also a new citizen member.
Mm-hmm. Make motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Nay.
The rest of the committee, how do you vote?
Aye.
Nay.
Nay.
2 nay.
Were you a nay as well?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, next up is number 15, resolution to modify the Division of Aging and Disability and Behavioral Health Services 2022 budget using American Rescue Plan Act funds.
So this is part of the request from this committee and the county board that before any ARPA dollars are spent, and this is that larger $33 million that the county got with a small portion of that coming toward human services, that we come in front of the committee and present how we'd like to begin spending some of those dollars. So tonight is our first couple resolutions for that, and I'll have Rebecca just speak to the treatment court one to begin with.
So our treatment court position is a grant that we actually receive via the federal government, via the state. It's called Treatment Alternatives to Diversion. So it's for folks that have been in the criminal justice system that also have a behavioral health component. And it's to help provide them treatment to keep them out of the criminal justice system. So unfortunately, we did not receive the amount of funding this year that we expected. There were some issues with the governor's budget that did not get passed in enough time to put some additional funds in. So we will be re-asking for additional funds at the end of this year, so for 2023. So with this time, we are asking for $60,000 to be able to fund our treatment court. The way that we would be utilizing those funds is part of treatment court for the participants is incentives as they go through the process. So to get through to be a graduate of treatment court is anywhere between an 18 and 24 month process, and there's 8 steps. And as they go through the stages, they are given incentives to continue to participate. The participants have to have random urinary urinalysis taken on as often as we can to make sure that they're complying with whatever requirements we have for their particular recovery.
The other important part of the court is having that full-time coordinator position. So these dollars would also help fund that at a full-time level in order to assist us to get the numbers back up to where they should be for that court. And as Rebecca said, we will be applying again in the fall to get those dollars back into the service. So a temporary fix.
So just to understand, the $60,000 is going to pay for coordinator?
Maybe just a few minutes.
A full-time position?
It'll be part of that. The money will go toward the coordinator. We do have money in the grant, so this will help get that to a full-time level, and also the incentives which are required by the treatment court model. So
which are?
Those are gift cards. When a person passes through things, we also provide them with bus passes so they can comply with their urinalysis and any other treatment condition.
So what is the total budget of this? This is a contribution toward that.
Correct. We receive $124,000.
Okay, and that's your complete budget?
Correct.
Right now, yes.
Supervisor Jecker.
So normally when we have positions like this, if they're grant funded, they go away if we lose the funding, which we've lost funding temporarily, so we're subsidizing it with this. Next year, this isn't going to tie us to keep this if we are grant funded again next year.
So we didn't lose our grant. We just weren't funded at the maximum amount that the state hoped that they would be able to do. So we received a 5-year grant, so it's 2022. And then for the next 5 years.
Okay.
We will be reapplying, and we have been assured by the state that the additional funds that the governor put in his budget will be available for those who have treatment court models.
Okay, so this is like a stopgap just for this year?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions, comments?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, youth and governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
The rest of the committee, how do you vote?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is resolution to modify the Division of Age and Disability and Behavior Health Service 2022 budget using American Rescue Act funds, Resource Center.
So what our plan is with this money that we're asking for is, as I've talked to many of you about in previous presentations, we're trying to move the behavioral health model from a reactive model to a proactive model. Certainly, our dollars are better spent when we can get to people before they go into crisis. Anytime a person goes into crisis, unfortunately, there are very few opportunities once a person has entered that stage. So providing the information and resources to them prior to somebody gets into the crisis system is both a model that's going to be successful for the community, certainly for the client, and certainly is fiscally responsible. So what we are asking for is two positions to fund second shift in our resource center, our mental health and AODA resource center. What these individuals would do is they would take the calls that come into crisis. So just to kind of give you an idea of how many calls, our crisis team responded to over 10,000 calls last year. Our resource center only received 2,800. We need to kind of flip around that model so that our resource center is getting more phone calls and providing more resources, and our crisis are truly working with people who are in crisis. What we don't have is the resource center closes at 5. So for individuals who have a crisis in the, you know, late afternoon or early evening, there really isn't anybody available to talk to them about resources except crisis, which takes on then a lot of time in which we need them to respond to the actual real emergencies in the community that law enforcement are involved in. So this would fund two folks on a different schedule to be able to be with crisis, but the phone calls that would come in would be shifted to the resource center if they were indeed calls that did not need a crisis response.
Okay, is there any questions or comments?
I will never vote against veterans or behavioral health, so I make a motion to approve.
Second.
Are there any other comments or questions?
So again, how much money is involved here?
We're asking for $150,000 to fund two full-time resource center people.
And what is the current budget for that without this?
For the resource center?
Yeah.
We currently have three persons in there. I'm not sure what the resource center budget is. I believe it's only close to $300,000. We have three full-time people who also do assessments for our mental health long-term care programs.
So there are currently six employees and $300,000 budget.
And there's only four employees, three to four employees. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions or comments? Youth and governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
Committee, how do you vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Thank you very much.
Sandra, you can be excused.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. check a box. Let me check it for you.
Yes.
Put down no.
The scenario, man. Yeah.
We'll take care of you.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Freiheit. Oh, we'd like to discuss, get some COVID updates.
And I know you have boards, so I'll make it super fast for you all. Cases are down. Hospitalizations are coming down. After the highest spike we've ever seen this month, we probably had over the two-year period of time more cases this last month than we had in all of 2021. So it was Omicron burned through a lot and really fast. But cases have dramatically dropped. Hospitalizations are coming down. The death curve is not quite yet following, but that's epidemiologically to be expected. The death curve follows a week or two after the case curve. So so that we expect to drop within the next week or two. Otherwise, we're still averaging close to 3 to 5 deaths a day in Kenosha County. So that's not good. But we have 2 new testing sites on board this week in the county, so more testing that is available. Unfortunately, just a titch too late, but we tried desperately to get them in before Christmas. And our mask distribution went off very, very well. We've distributed over 400,000 masks to the community. We have 9,600 left in storage, and if there is still more demand, we can always get more. So over 400,000 have gone out. Vaccinations are ticking up. We are seeing a lot more people seeking first time and booster dose vaccinations. We're out in the community doing mobile missions. We were at Lomeli Butcher Shop on Friday night, and we did 130 within 1 hour. So definitely the community is coming out more and more for vaccinations, so we're moving efforts toward that. Our disease investigation process has changed in that we are no longer required to reach out to every single positive case. So we are shifting resources to our BIPOC community, to those most likely affected with comorbidities, high age risk, that we will ensure that we try to decrease hospitalizations and deaths that way, as opposed to trying to blanket every single positive case. So we're putting resources where they're needed for the community, and we're still in the thick of the COVID response, but it's getting a little bit better.
One thing, thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I'd like to bring up, I have a question regarding the hospitals and your oversight of them. I had a very, very sick grandson, 15-month-old grandson, that we took to St. Cat's. I don't know if he had COVID or not, but they put us in a room, a very, very small room, with a bunch of people that supposedly had COVID, and I immediately left. I'm not understanding the procedures at the hospitals, whether you can assist people in, like I could, my husband had surgery, I could go in just fine. I went into the pre-surgery room with him. I was there when he got out, and I hear others, they're not able to participate and be with their loved one at the time of surgery. So I'm more concerned about what are the protocols that the hospitals are putting in place, and are they actually discussing them with our health department? Because they don't have common sense to it.
Yeah, so just first of all, I have zero oversight over the hospitals.
Okay.
We do communicate on a regular basis about caseload, data. We don't have any particular input over them about their policies that they put in place. As far as I'm aware, they still have visitor restrictions and masking and all of that sort of thing, but that is not something that the health department puts any...
Who has then authority over them?
They are private entities, so it's their governance boards and within their four walls that dictate what happens in a hospital.
That's very concerning and alarming. Okay, well, I guess that's something to explore, isn't it?
Stay out of the hospital.
Yeah, Supervisor Nudo?
Yeah, I had a million questions, you know, to this.
And we have 4 minutes.
We don't have
three.
Anyway, but I just wanted to say I talked to the doctor there instead of me asking the question tonight. We're setting up a time, and I'm going to talk to her.
Okay.
Would you put on next week, our next term agenda, the issue of term limits on boards and commissions?
Yes.
Well, okay. I want to say we need to be careful because it may be a separation of powers thing.
Oh.
So make sure we talk to Corp Counsel about that kind of stuff, because if it's under the power of the county exec, we can't step on his toes. Just saying.
Thank you, Dr. Freiheit.
Yep.
Is there any other business?
We'll read
if not,
second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you want your coat?
Yeah.
Okay, a million questions. I have a little bit of a problem.
Thanks, Sarah.
All right.